best. We cut taxes to help smaller businesses grow. We cut taxes for the self-employed who keep our country running. And from January, we cut taxes for 27 million working people whose hard work drives our economy forward.
Jeremy Hunt's announced plans to cut national insurance by 2 percentage points, saving those earning £35,000 more than £450. He's also increased universal credit and pensions. The FBI says it's investigating a vehicle explosion at a border crossing between the US and Canada. Authorities say they're closely monitoring the situation on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. Israel's Prime Minister says the government has voted to back a deal securing the release of 50 hostages held in Gaza during a four-day ceasefare. Benjamin Netanyahu's been speaking ahead of a reported truce due to start at 8 a.m. tomorrow. England's former Deputy Chief Medical Officer has revealed he only found out about the Eat Out to Help Out scheme on TV. Both Professor Sir Jonathan Van Tam and his old boss, Professor Sir Chris Whitty, have been speaking to the COVID inquiry today. They've both said the trial, which gave people discounts for going to pubs and restaurants, didn't feel sensible. Professor Van Tam also says we should have gone into lockdown sooner.
My kind of instinct reaction was not a day too soon. With the benefit of hindsight, I think I reflect that these measures would have all been better, certainly 7 days earlier than they were, possibly a little longer than that.
Stephen Kenny has left his job as Republic of Ireland manager. His contract ended after their one-all friendly draw with New Zealand last night. And Taylor Swift surprised Dancing with the Stars contestants with a special video on a night honouring her. Dancers opened the show with a montage of the 33-year-old's hits. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
kicking off tonight's show, Florence and the Machine and Rabbit Heart, Raise It Up. The drummer on that track is an Essex boy who goes by the name of Chris Hayden. Been a drummer in many bands over the years, and today is his birthday. So very happy birthday to you, Chris. You are with Phoenix 98 FM, community radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They are back at 7pm next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of Curples. Tonight, I'm going to be joined in the studio by our metalhead buddies, Perilla. We're going to be hearing some new stuff from them and what they've been up to recently. And we'll have the gig guide, a round of Chill with Nick, and plenty of great music for you. So make sure that you stay tuned between now and 10pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. The next track that I have for you is a track that I was sent just recently from a band we played a few times over the past year. It's Mr. B and the Wolf. Let's head down that road with them right now.
Won't you give me some more? I need to get high, 'cause I'm not coming down. I got the heart of a lion, but the soul of a clown. I took a nosedive straight into the ocean side. As a crow flies on a trail of emotion ride, led me straight back to where I started from. When opportunity knocks, oh man, I'm gone, gone, gone. Won't you leave me down that road? Help me let the whole thing go. My brain's on overload. My brain's on overload.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I feel alive when you touch me. The platform, and I knew you'd turn my world around. Next thing, we're dancing through the night. You say you're gonna come outside. Now all I've got left is this stupid little love bite. You left me dancing on my own. Now I'm on the night that's home. And all I've got left is this stupid little love bite. I feel alive when you touch me. I see in the store that charming boy from Camden Market. I couldn't help but ask for more. Next thing, I'm with him every day, and now he's meeting all my mates. It's moving quick, I think we're really going somewhere. But now he won't return my calls. Oh, did he ever care at all?
Two tracks in a row here on Copals on Phoenix FM. First up, it was Mr. B and the Wolf and Down That Road. Thanks to them for sending some new tracks to me earlier on this week. And the track you just heard was Ultra Bloom and I Feel Alive. They have a couple more live gigs coming up on their UK tour. Check them out online for information on that. And you can listen back to my interview with them from earlier in the year on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs. And if you're while you're there, you can also listen back to last week's show where I chatted to this lot and we heard a couple of new tracks from them, including this one. It's Daddy, Those Men Scare Me.
Shall we reminisce about the years spent on the piss, but why ever not?
Daddy, Those Men Scare Me here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM and Great Coat Man. And if you want to hear the whole backstory of that track, then you can listen to Paul and Jeff from the band explaining just that during my interview with them on last week's show, which is available to listen to anytime you like on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs. And if you're there right now, then you can click anywhere it says Curveballs and it will take you right there. Next up, I'm going to play you a band who we had in on the show years ago. I do think the interview might still be floating around on the Phoenix FM website somewhere. But they've had a rather prolific year. They've put out some new stuff, and I played one of their tracks for the Halloween special a few weeks back. And there's definitely some Halloween themes running through the music that they've put out this year. They being Jimmy B and the Death Rattles, and this is Witch in the Woods.
bullets on the side of your head. There's a witch in the woods and she wants you dead. There's a witch in the woods, she won't leave you alone. Yeah, she lives in the woods, but the devil's in your home. There's a witch in the woods and the side of your head. There's a witch in the woods and she wants you dead. There's a witch in the woods, she won't leave you alone. Yeah, she lives in the woods, but the devil's in.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM.
Three tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, you heard Jimmy B and the Death Rattles with Witch in the Woods. Then it was Django Django and Jack Peñate, seemingly two singers I hadn't heard in a long time. And then I found out they'd collaborated together. That's from Django Django's latest album, Off Planet. The track was entitled No Time. And the track you just heard was Reverend Sun and Stone Ocean. And Reverend Sun are actually our first confirmed guests for 2024. They're going to be coming on in February, and we're going to be hearing new mini album of theirs that they are currently working on. So very much looking forward to that. If you want to get in contact with the show tonight, if you've got a question for Perilla, who are coming up very shortly indeed, if you would like to recommend us a gig that's coming up in the next 7 days that you're playing, promoting, or just going to and would like a mention, or if you'd like a shout out, any questions about the music, any other reason you like, radio@phoenixfm.com is the email. You can reach us on the X Twitter site @PhoenixFM. I'm on there and all other socials as well @NickFieldMedia. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CurveballRadio. We look forward to hearing from you. Coming up next here on Curveballs, I will be joined in the studio by Perilla. We're going to start off with their first musical selection of the evening, Nine Inch Nails and That Hand That Feeds. And that is next.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
But inside your heart it is black.
Nine Inch Nails and The Hand That Feeds here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. The first choice of my guest tonight, it's the return of Perilla. Good evening, gents.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome back to the show. Danny has a different look every time he's here, yes. And here he looks like Corey Taylor in full-on Slipknot mode. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Corey Taylor would be very impressed and slightly worried that he'd be about to be out of a job.
That'll he probably try and sue me. Please don't do that, Corey.
Yes, please don't. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Okay, so I'm James and I'm the drummer in Perilla.
And I'm Danny, the vocalist of Perilla.
Great to have you with us. Who else is in Perilla with you?
We have Chris on bass, slap bass, because he needs that identification.
Righto, I'm glad he clarifies that.
And we have Adam on the guitar, who's been with us how long now?
About four months. Let's go with four. It's probably over now.
It's probably that. We have no concept of time whatsoever.
No, you've just been kicking around for years, haven't you?
Some of us.
Yes, indeed. So yes, I could ask you for kind of like a potted history of Perilla, but back in the depths of time. And of course, James, you have worked with a lot of different bands over the years, but how did you get involved with Perilla?
So, when? So slowly through my musical career in terms of live music, I've gone from being a frontman and guitarist and slowly getting further and further back. So the last band I was in, we were doing kind of instrumental music, and that got to a point and I thought, right, I've fully explored that, I've done that, now I want to do something that I actually would listen to. Rather than me having the most fun, let's let the audience have some fun. What do I like? And these guys needed a drummer, and it was just perfect timing and hopefully perfect person.
You definitely brought in something that we didn't know we needed until it was put in front of us. We're like, oh, okay, because you've put forward like this cracking aggression in your drumming. Like, you're much louder than any of the other drummers that we play with. So I do, to some point, feel bad for the sound engineer, but it comes across well. It sounds great. So, you know, no complaints from me. And nothing but compliments.
Yeah, I think it makes the sound engineer's job easy, because I don't have to worry about miking the kit if I'm behind it, so it's all good. But the history of Perilla's quite different, though, isn't it?
Yeah, we started in 2018. I don't think we played any shows until January 2019, because the first show we did was the first return of Metal to the Masses up in Colchester, which is definitely throwing us right in the middle of the ocean. Then we went through that for a little bit, lineup change, and then pretty much half a month after we got a full new lineup, lockdown happened.
Yes,
and we struck. I think we were one of the few bands who was still active during that time and kind of struggled through. Okay, we want to write and finish this record while everyone's separated in like the four different corners of Essex.
Yeah, because I think your first appearance on the show was like just before lockdown.
Yeah, because that was when we just got Chris in the band, I think. And then, then, of course, 2 years, I think. I don't remember how long lockdown was, so I just remember it as a blank.
Yes.
Then we had another lineup change. And this is like I'd say it's like the strongest iteration of the band.
Good.
So far, I think, like, production-wise, we're definitely, like, the unreleased songs are sounding, like, very, very professional at this point. So, yeah, our latest song, Libido Isolation, is kind of like that nice middle point where this is the first song that everyone in this iteration of the band has collaborated on.
Yeah.
Excellent. Shall we listen to it?
Let's.
We shall.
Here it is.
Examples of the female killing the male during mating are numerous in the insect world. Here, the black widow awaits the arrival of her mate. If the male, upon sexual contact, is not extremely nimble, his fate is sealed.
to with someone that isn't me. I'm going to be sick again.
And Libido Isolation here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. Danny from Danny and James from Perilla join me in the studio, and we were talking during that song about how one of the things that I find fascinating about Perilla is it's just like, yeah, let's chuck this in and this and this, and somehow it works.
Yeah, we I think we've all got the same kind of ideas style wise of how the style of music that we want to produce. It's heavy, but it's danceable. It's taking elements from a lot of different genres in that respect. But then the four of us now, in this incarnation of Perilla, we're all producers in our own right as well.
Mm.
And we've got our sort of selective skills with that. So there's always one person that will sort of take the lead on one thing or another. Sometimes that's because they have the most time on their hands, and other times it's just right, okay, this is your ballpark, how do you want this to sound? So it's all about trying to combine those ideas and those sounds and getting the production right for different elements or different songs, which is kind of why we're not doing the standard kind of we're going to release an album. We're just releasing songs as they go, because they are their own entity now.
Yeah, very much so. And everything, I mean, we do everything quite organically as well. As you say, it's really handy that everyone knows how to record themselves, which, being a DIY band that isn't signed, I mean, all these things, they, you know, they're expensive and so on, and then
indeed,
you have to give your baby up to someone else to work on, whereas we can do it ourselves.
Yeah.
We know how to do it ourselves, so we know what result to get out of it, because we can bring it to, say, I don't know, a metalcore producer, and he's going to turn the synths right down, and all you hear is guitars, drums and vocals. Yeah, but I really like that synth bit, why can't we add that? And so on. So I think that's one of the strengths that we've had. I mean, when we the cover that we do live, which is one of the songs that will be played tonight, you can guess which one. Because you've done the backing track for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was like spot on from day one. So, okay, cool. I can, you know, we can trust each other to do these things without being like, who's going to tell him that it's no good?
Yeah, it was literally supposed to be, this is a click with a very basic synth here and a synth there, and we can edit it afterwards, and, you know, don't take too much of a mic, you know, just let me know what needs to be altered. And first time through, we absolutely nailed it, and we were like, that's fine.
And then the second run, we absolutely messed it up. Well,
there was that. Yeah. But the first time lucky, and just went through, and we were like, yeah, sound-wise, the backing track's fine. It's just your drummer needs to, like, have the metronome switched on every now and again. Like, yeah. But, yeah, you know, it's one of those things that just really worked out for us.
Excellent. With this one and the other tracks that you're working on, where were they recorded?
A whole host of places. So
I was going to say, because where you've got different things being recorded in different places, yeah.
Yeah, my drums are recorded mostly at home now, because I'm quite lucky that I've actually managed to get a room that I'm able to record everything in now. So the drums this time were recorded there. And then I've also got a MIDI kit that we're able to use to sort of back up the drums, and we can change the drum sounds where necessary, again depending on the type of the different part of the song. We can go, oh no, we want the live snare, or we want the snare to sound a bit different to this, let's augment it, let's mess about with it. So all the drums were recorded at mine and then manipulated elsewhere to the want and need and desires of you.
I'm the manipulator of drums. Hi.
Which is why I don't take my own kit live.
But, I mean, that's like a big, you know, kudos to you. Because recording drums is the most expensive part of anything. Like guitars, you can kind of, you know, no matter the setup, you can kind of record that at home.
Yeah.
Bass, again, you can do the same thing. Vocals, you can do the same thing. You probably have to put a cover over your head, but, you know, six and stones. Drums are such a nasty thing to try and record at home. Yeah. And the way you've done it is fantastic, because you've got such a nice mixture of live and digital. But again, it's all organic. It all fits to the songs themselves. And I think that's the thing that I respect so much about everyone in this band. It's everyone's really good at their own things. Like, you've got James, who hits harder than anything else.
That's the only thing you're gonna say that I'm good
at.
I
mean, you do the lighting rig as well, which I still haven't got my head around. Then you've got Adam, who'll play like Dream Theater stuff in his sleep, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Then you've got Chris, who pops and slaps, which I didn't even know until he came to rehearsal as a bassist, because let's be honest, like a lot of the original bass lines weren't difficult. You could play them on a guitarist playing bass could play that. Then Chris comes in, bonk a bink a bit. Oh, okay, that was totally unexpected. But everyone respects that it's part of the song. It's like my drums or my bass, or cool, I'm playing bass on this song. So it's respecting the song itself as this organic creation, as a collaboration of all of us together, which is fantastic. So there's no egos in that at all.
I think the only time that I've gone back and gone was when someone altered the MIDI file of the drums and it didn't sound exactly how I would normally play it. So
that
I had to
me.
Go, yeah.
That okay. was definitely me.
I thought it was, but you never told me that. No, yeah, that's the only time that I think I've ever been critical of another part of the production was, hang on, that's actually incorrect, rather than it being like a production like, oh, this doesn't sound right, or can we make this sound more like this? Like, every which way that we turn, it all sounds good. But, it was just like a really common
production problem I found out the other day,
with
drums, where it's like, oh, I played this. Why is it not like
not
this?
There.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
why is this ghost note not there?
Yeah, it's because drummers don't do what you expect them to.
Yeah, but then producer, like, guys, I'm not re-recording this. Like, I'm not sitting down for you to do that again.
Yeah.
I'm just replacing it because it's easier.
Fair enough. Let's listen to one of your musical choices next. What track should we listen to?
Static X.
Okay, go on in.
Static X and the very appropriately named for today, Cold. Static X here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM and Cold, as chosen by my guests tonight, Danny and James from Perilla. So, gents, tell us about the places you've been playing live recently. Apparently there's a really good story in here, listeners. Let's let them take it away.
I'd say the place that we played the most this year is the 6-6 in Cambridge,
yeah.
Who have been absolutely stellar with us. We played, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah,
I'm about 25th of October.
Yeah,
that's about right. Yeah, I don't know time. We opened for the Vegas band Hemlock, who they were lovely guys, absolutely sweet, and so and yeah, the 6-6 have recently decorated their ceiling with band T-shirts of bands that they liked, and they happened to put one of our t-shirts up there.
Nice!
Like, that's really cool.
Yeah, and, claim to fame for us.
Yeah, it's like, when, that gig was on like a Wednesday evening, wasn't it? Yeah. Quite last minute, but it was awesome. To be honest, I just love playing that place.
Yeah, if ever anyone's in or around Cambridge, like, check out the 6-6, because they've always got some wonderful bands playing. And they just treat everyone right. That's the thing. Is we went in on a Wednesday and it's busy, and you know we're from Essex. We don't bring a crowd, but they realised actually these guys are good enough, and they invited us back on an all dayer, and they want us to headline.
We played with Raised the Void that time as well. I think it was one of the last gigs that Reese did with them. Not entirely sure, but yeah, it was awesome getting actually see Raised the Void play.